All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, June 19th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a five-game early MLB slate underway coming to an end here. Good luck to all of you who played that slate. Hope you did well. We have an eight-game MLB main slate later this evening, and then we have PGA teeing off tomorrow. So it should be a fun day of DFS here. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But it is Wednesday, so do want to remind you guys about our Birdie Battle promotion. It is a summer golf promotion we are doing here, and we are ultimately going to be giving away two tickets to the 2025 Masters. You can check it out in the with the link that I dropped in the YouTube chat here. And we are giving away season-long prizes, weekly prizes, prizes for all 14 weeks, prizes for all four majors. There's a ton of different ways to get in on the action and sweat some golf lineup. So that tees off tomorrow. If you're not signed up, highly recommend getting signed up before this contest fills, before the birdie fills tomorrow. So that's what's going on in the golf streets here. And with that said, we're going to get SaberSim pulled up, and we are going to jump into questions. We will start with the questions that came in the Discord, as always, and then we will get to all the questions before the end of the show. All right, first question here. Good morning. For MMA, if I wanted to make a custom metric that shows a lineup set based on 50% sim diversity 10 and 50% risk adjusted ROI, how would I go about doing this as sim diversity 10 doesn't show up as an available metric? Okay, so I understand what you're saying here. So basically what's happening is you want to use the sim diversity saber score metric as part of your formula here. So what I would do is I'm going to go back to last week as an example. So we'll go back to the Saturday MMA slate. Now, when you go into SaberScore and you click the drop down, you click SaberScore, you go to MMA Sim Diversity 10, you can click on the eye icon here and you can see the formula. So it's 100 times Sim Optimals plus 0.8 times some projection plus negative 0.2 times average adjusted ownership. And then it shows you how it's writing it all. So Sim Optimals value weight 100, my projection sum max scaled value 0.8 weight, adjusted ownership average value negative 0.2 weight. So you basically need to recreate these variables, and then you need to add risk adjusted ROI as a fourth variable. Now, the only thing here is you aren't going to be able to weight this exactly the way you said, where you take all of these and you weight them 50%. That's not the way it's going to work. You can't take these three variables, put them in parentheses, so to speak, and weight it at 50% and then add risk adjusted ROI and then weight that at 50% as well. So what it would end up being is all four variables in one big formula. And what you would do here is you would go to your sorting metrics. You would go to add metric. Say you did the sim optimals, right? I come in here, I do sim optimals value 100, and then I just keep adding a variable, and then I rewrite the next variable, and then I rewrite the next one, and then I rewrite the next one, and then I add in the risk adjusted ROI at the end. You'd probably want to give it a bigger weight. That way it can average out with all these other ones, but that is effectively what you're trying to do there. All right. Question here from Ron. Using the optimizer, not Sims, is there a way to force max exposure per team? For example, in WNBA, 6 players per lineup. I tried using 2 stacks of 2 minimum. The problem is I don't necessarily want a 2 stack with any potential 4 stack. And then Ron followed up here saying, I figured this out by going into the automatic option. Feel free to answer for others' benefit, but I'm good for now. So looks like we're talking about managing team stacks or game stacks in WNBA. Probably a good time to talk about this in case you guys haven't heard. We do have WNBA projections now. We can go back to yesterday. We are working with some WNBA folks on providing projections for us. We're very happy with the projections that we're getting from them. So for instance, if I go back to yesterday, I'm going to see that I have projections here in the app. We are only supporting DraftKings at the moment. We don't have ownership. We'll see if we're able to support FanDuel and ownership here in the future, but just getting started here. I believe the first day we started doing this was last Friday. So it hasn't even been a week yet, but there is a big 20K to first WNBA contest today. So if you guys are interested in checking out some WNBA contests, today might just be the day to do so. So anyways, if I wanted to limit this, it says in WNBA 6 players per lineup, I tried using one of the easiest things here is go to your lineup rules, go to add new rule, go to group, go to automatic, and then let's say I don't want to use more than 2 players per team, right? I can go to group by, I can go to team. Now, let's say that there is a team. So if I set this rule, it's going to basically say, hey, don't use 2 players from every team on the slate. Now, let's say I want to be particular, right? Let's say, you know what? Maybe I'm good with 2 players, or maybe I'm good with more than 2 players from New York, right? So what I could do here is if I'm doing this group by team, I can come in here and save this as a manual rule, and this is kind of interesting. Let me try this again. Group by, automatic, use no more than 2. Group by team, save. So what this will do is it will basically say, hey, use no more than 2 from LA, use no more than 2 from Connecticut, use no more than 2 from New York, and then use no more than 2 from Phoenix. Now, if you wanted to be particular about it, you could save it as a manual rule and then go in and adjust it on a team-by-team basis. You can also do this on a game basis. So there's a couple of different options for you here. So this is the way that I would write the rule, probably the way that you figured out to make it work. But let me just drop a quick note for myself here. And WNBA team. All right. We are all set here. And going to hit this next question in the Discord from Cheetah. Question says, get Saberson back up. Geomean question, for non-ultimate users, do I need to adjust anything in the formula if I plan to use more than 1 mini unique when I use Geomean as a lineup rule? I would say no. You know, there's nothing in the geometric mean formula that requires that. You know, geometric mean formula is number of dupes divided by the number of entries in your contest to the power of 1 divided by the number of players in the lineup. So as long as nothing is changing with those 3 variables, your number of dupes, your entries, the number of players in the lineup, entries and players in the lineup are going to be static. The only one that's going to change is the number of dupes that you're shooting for, which is, you know, up to your discretion. Then, you know, the number of mini uniques that you decide to use doesn't affect the equation at all. So that is how I would think about that one. All right, jumping over to the YouTube chat. Question from Jay. How can we make single entry lineups? Seems I can't hit single entry using SaberSim. So good question. We do have, you know, quite a bit of content on our YouTube channel in regards to single entry. Ultimately, single entry is just harder because you have less opportunities. You have less shots on goal. And, you know, this is what we found in our contest backtesting. You know, if you come into SaberSim and, or actually we have a really good video that kind of, displays this. Let me pull it up for you guys. And I'll just pull up like a snippet, like a screenshot of what I'm talking about. But let me get our YouTube up. So this snippet here is from our profit plan backtesting here. And what you can see, what we did is we took a winning player and we put them into three different types of contest selections. We had the player play only single entry. We had the player play only multi-entry. And then we had the player play a balance of the two, about 50-50 of each, right? So what big takeaways here, the player wagered the same amount of money. Their end of the season expectation was all very, very close, in between 1500 and 1600, just about for all three options. But the big takeaways is the bankroll needed for 0% bust. The player playing only single entry needed the biggest bankroll. That means that that player had the biggest swings along the way. And then the second thing here is the percent of bankroll wagered is the single entry player had to play the smallest amount of their bankroll on a night-to-night basis to weather the swing. So not only did they need the biggest bankroll, they also had to wager the least amount of it to stay alive. And this just is because that, you know, even if you are, think about it like this, if you're playing a 1,000-person single entry contest, and let's say that, you know, you are twice as good as everybody else in the contest, which is really hard thing to achieve, right? Being twice as good as all the other players in the lobby. But let's say you're twice as good. Your odds of winning the contest are still only 1 in 500. Now, even in MLB, there are 30 slates a month, let's say, you know, one day a month, and 6 months, that's 180 days. That means that you could go three MLB seasons statistically here without winning, even though you are better than everybody else in your contest, right? If you're playing one lineup in one single entry every single day, you might not win for three seasons, even though you're so much better than everyone else. This is why it's important to play a lot of single entry contests and balance that with a mix of 20 max and 150 max. Like, the more lineups you get down when you have an edge, you're going to realize that edge faster. So like, we don't recommend playing, you know, 1 to 3 lineups a day. We recommend, you know, playing, setting a bankroll number, say, you know, you want to set $500 and then playing 2.5 to 5% of that a day. So that would be 5% of 500 would be $25 a day. And then take that $25, split it down the middle, you know, $12 to $13, put $12 to $13 in single entry, and then put $12 to $13 in 20 max and 150 max contests. You know, FanDuel has a 5 cent 150 max. That is $7.50. You get 150 lineups. DraftKings has their dime times. They have their quarter jukebox. You know, those are $2, $5. There are $1 single entries, $2 single entries, $1 three maxes, $2 single entries. Like, there are so many different contests that you can play on the low stakes to get more lineups down on a night-to-night basis. So I would look at your contest selection. I would understand that how high variance single entry contests can be. And if you're only playing, you know, 1 to 3 single entries, I would try and, you know, maybe look at some three maxes, you know, the $1 three maxes, maybe look at different sites, right? Maybe you're playing the $1 single entry, the $2, the $1 three max, the $5. And instead of going up in stakes, go and look at FanDuel and go and play some of the contests that they have over there as well, where even if you're playing single entry, you're playing more single entry contests on a given night. So single entry, definitely going to be higher variance. Understand that, you know, playing more lineups tonight is going to help you, and then take advantage of our back testing with the DFS profit plan to help you get more lineups down on a night. And ultimately, the goal of this is to help you smooth out the swings of DFS while still allowing you to grow your bankroll. All right. JB said, do you have to wait for Saberson projections in order to configure lineups? So there do have to be projections in the app. So like, say you're playing WNBA for tonight. You know, if you come in here and try to build lineups with projections being zero, you're not going to be able to build lineups, right? So if I come in here, you know, there has to be values in the my projection column in order to build lineups. But lineups don't need to be confirmed in order for you to start. So for instance, if we go look at like the main slate for MLB for tonight, you know, there are only a few teams whose lineups are out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lineups are out, and there are 8 games on the slate. So that's 16 teams. So there's 10 teams who aren't confirmed yet. You know, everybody is still projected. There's no reason you can't come in here and start building lineups already. All right. Good questions so far. Jumping down here to Austin. Thinking about playing a 4-max contest tonight, what setting should I put into the optimizer, like a 3-max? So what I always recommend here is that, you know, say you're playing something odd, say you're playing, you know, 7 or like 12 or whatever. For 4 specifically, I would say, you know, you got to think of what does it play more like? And a 4-max is going to play very, very close to a 3-max. But if you're playing, you know, a 12-max or something in between, something a little more borderline, I would always stick on the higher side. And the reason for that is because what the sliders are doing is they are determining how much upside to put into your lineups. You know, the higher the sliders, the higher scores you are optimizing for. But also, you know, you got to think about it. It goes both ways, right? Like the higher upside, well, hey, the higher downside too, right? Those things kind of work together here. And with, you know, bigger contests, if you're playing, you know, a 40 max or something like that, it never hurts to optimize for higher scores, but it can hurt you to optimize for lower scores. If you're playing, you know, if you're setting your optimizer for a very small contest, a single entry, you know, less than 100 entries, sliders are going to come down a lot because the builder understands, hey, you know, in order to win a contest of this size, you don't need the nuts. You don't need the best possible lineup or this super high scoring lineup. Again, it's about beating the other lineups in your contest and not having the highest score achievable. So the builder understands that. But if you use, you know, sliders meant for a single entry, less than 100 entries, you know, you're going to get lineups. And if you go and take those lineups and try and put them in, you know, a $15 150 max, chances are like they're not optimized for that contest, right? They don't have enough upside. You're going to need a higher score normally on average here to win that 150 max than you are to win that single entry. So in that case, I would always just kind of lean on the higher side because it's never going to hurt you per se here. And, you know, some of those contests are like kind of in between, but for a 4-max specifically, I would just use the 3-max. I think it's going to play close enough to that where you will be okay. All right. With that said here, no more questions in the chat. I'm going to do a build demo here for you guys. Figure we have a little bit of time. So let's just knock out a demo. Only going to do 500 lineups rather than 5,000 just for the sake of time. But we're building, setting up the builder for our small field single entry contest here. Our sliders are only 7-5. So did have a single entry question in the chat. So happy to build this as if I'm building for a single entry. So as far as projections, just making my 2 small adjustments. One thing I didn't do, which I would probably normally do here, is go into my lineup rules and turn on don't use batters against opposing pitchers. I like to use that rule. I know not everybody does use it, but I think it's a worthwhile rule. So I would do that. And let's go and, you know, find a contest that plays kind of, you know, close to what we were talking about, right? And maybe the closest thing I can see here, I would say, is maybe this like $1, I'm sorry, single entry $25, you know, 470 entries. Sliders weren't perfect, but pretty close here, all things considered. And what I would do here is come into my builder. I already ran my lineups. I just set up my contest sim, and I'm going to kick that off. And we're going to wait for this to finish, right? So people ask about like order of operations here. I would always come in and run my contest sim first, change my sorting metric, and then go in and do anything else that I wanted to. So I want to get those exposures from the sorting metric that I want to use before I go any further. All right. Just moving some columns around so I can see everything I like to see. So now, you know, let's say I'm building a single lineup, right? The way that I like to do this is I like to look at like trends kind of across like my pool. So I might come in here and look at my pool exposure for my pitchers. And, you know, one thing that stands out to me is like, hey, Cole Reagan's, you know, 50% pool exposure, 33% ownership, right? I'm kind of comparing some of these things along the way. Cade Povich, you know, another one who has like positive pool leverage, right? I'm making some notes like, hey, Povich, Reagan's look pretty good here. You know, what kind of stacks are we using on like a pool? And Povich just making some notes here. So that's, you know, on a pool level, what teams are we getting on a pool level? Okay, Milwaukee and the Dodgers, like by far here. And then make it. Top 50 out of 500 here. And then I'm going to look at the exposures, right? Okay. Hey, we're seeing some different teams. We're seeing the Mets and we're seeing Texas and, you know, we're seeing the White Sox, right? Just taking the top three. And then I want to look at the same thing for my, actually, I want to look at five stacks specifically. And we're seeing the Mets more than we're seeing Texas and the White Sox in the five stack slot, which I think is important information, right? Because if you come in here, oh, hey, we're getting a lot of Texas two stacks, right? We're getting a lot of White Sox three stacks. So if you look at all stacks, you might, you know, group these things together. But when you go and look at five stacks, you can see that, you know, the Mets are a better five stack. And then in the top 10%, again, we're seeing a lot of Reagans. We're seeing some Brown, some Ryan, some Gausman. Not really seeing Povich, right? So we have that like kind of like double positive on Reagans. And then we're seeing some other guys, Brown, Ryan, Gausman. All right. So things kind of coming together here for me. And then now what I'm going to do is I like to go down and just look at like the top like 10 lineups and then kind of see what I'm seeing, right? And I'll just pop open the lineups and it's like, okay, hey, you know, we really like the Mets five stacks or like Mets stacks in general here. So like I might go and like look for a Mets stack, right? And okay, I'm seeing Mets, but I'm seeing Gausman and Ryan. You know, I'm seeing this other Mets lineup that has Reagans and Ryan. Hey, you know, maybe I want to play Reagans and the Mets, right? And then like I could lock that lineup. I come down here. Okay, maybe I see the Mets and Reagans again, you know, maybe I like take that lineup. And then now I'm going to lower this to three. And then from these three, you know, which lineup do I want to take? You know, for me, it's kind of a crapshoot. You know, you can do whatever you want. And you know, figure it out, right? Maybe you drop this third lineup because the projected points is 2 points lower. You know, maybe you take one of these two. Like they're extremely similar, right? Both have Robbie Gross, both have a Texas two stack. Both are a five stack of the Mets. One of them has Joe Ryan, one of them has Kevin Gausman. How you want to decide which one to do, if you want to, you know, one is heads, one is tails, you know, take your pick. But this is kind of, you know, I think a way of like trying to figure out what single entry lineup you want to play on a given night. All right. Austin said, how many lineups would you build? Would you first build like 25? So as far as a pool level, always build as many lineups as you can. And then as far as how many lineups that you're looking at, you know, I started with 10 lineups. If you're playing a four max, you know, I'd probably just like leave it at four and to try and find what you're looking for. So there's a couple different ways to do that. But Austin said, what's a good pool size for three max contests? You know, always build the biggest pool you can, right? So If you can build 5,000, build 5,000. If you can build 500, build 500. It's never going to hurt you to build the most lineups possible. All right. Ruck said, thanks, Andrew. Could you show how to make it 50-50 on the MMA metric? I'm extremely new to custom metrics. A simple walkthrough would be extremely helpful. Formula 100 times sim optimals. Own is a sim diversity metric, parentheses metric, LOL. So you're not going to be able to do this. Exactly right. You're not going to be able to take all three variables, basically make them one and assign 50% weight to that. You're going to have to weight each variable individually, because you can't take a group of variables and group them together. I do think that would be a good improvement to custom metrics. So I could take that back to the team as like a feature request saying like, hey, you know, be able to put parentheses around groups of variables to weight them together would be a good way, but there's not going to be a way to go 50% Saber score, sim diversity, 10 metric, 50% risk adjusted ROI at the moment. But I'll make a note here for a feature request for custom metrics, parentheses. All right. Pope said, will there be WNBA projections today? Have you played much of this sport? And what does Saber Gym strategy would you suggest? So yes, we will have projections. They're typically up 1 hour prior to lock here. And as far as, you know, strategy, we actually had the one of the masterminds behind the new WNBA projections. Jordan did a live stream with them recently here. You could actually check it out. I will show you guys where to find that. So over on our YouTube, it's about an hour-long stream. I would definitely recommend checking it out. Beat WNBA DFS with the all-new SaberSim projections here. And I will drop this in the YouTube chat. Jordan did an hour-long stream with the data scientists responsible for creating the projections. It's very insightful. We'll give you a lot of info and insight into where the projections come from, how they're created, and what are, you know, weaknesses, strengths of it, and how to provide value. So check out that stream. That's going to be the best WNBA resource for you at the moment. And, you know, we look forward to continuing to support it and getting more content in regards to it out. So that's where I would start. But all right, looks like we are all caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Pope said, Jordan said in that video that he would love to do another live video with him on strategy. Just wanted your take if you had one. I don't have one yet. You know, I think like we just started with the projections on Friday. I haven't really played WNBA yet. So I'm interested to see, you know, how this sport grows. I mean, a big 20K to first contest today is going to draw a lot of attention. And I think people are just going to continue to pay more and more attention to WNBA, which I think is awesome. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, testing the waters a little bit and coming up with some strategy myself, but haven't messed around with it too much here. But all right. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.